Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Yud Tes, and we'll pick it up by the two dots at the top of Yud Tes and Aleph. We finished off yesterday with the idea about the Avnet. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasim, we learned over there a Mishnah in Erevin. Kohen Shalaka Be'etzbo. So he got like a cut on his finger. Kore Chale Gemi B'Mikdash. Avalo B'Medina. So you're allowed to wrap it with this type of Gemi, it's a reed, so that it's not going to be visible to an outsider. So you can do this in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina. It's Machloikis in general. What is Mikdash? Is it the base of Mikdash? Is it Yerushalayim? So here we're going to learn that it's the actual base of Mikdash itself. So Medina would be excluding anywhere outside of that. So you're allowed to do this because it's a Shavuos, not to do a, we'll see, Refuah. So you're allowed to do that in the Mikdash because Ein Gozrin Shavuos B'Mikdash, but not in the Medina. Ve'im lehoitzim menu dam, but if you're doing this, you're going to be letting out some dam, bloodletting, kan v'kan osur. So both in the Mikdash and in the Medina, it's also going to be osur. This is brought down halacha in Shin Chaf Ches. Yeah, so in Hilchot Shabbos, says the, we'll see, the Mechaber says, Nostin Allah al gemi maka b'Shabbos, she'ena ela kimishmara. It's like, I mean, it's like a protection. It's not only healing it. Chutz me'ale gefonim she'heim refuah. But you're not allowed to put anything that's actually healing it there. It says the Ramon, ve'enostin gemi al hamaka. You can't put this on shehu mirafe. Because it's healing, it brings from the Torah this idea that we don't do this again. This is the gezeirah derabbanan. You might come to grind up and heal the medicine. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rav Chia Lo Shan El Gemi. This is only talking about a Gemi. That's what's allowed. About Tziltzel Katan Have Yitur Begodim. People, it's like little small sash as your bandage. So that's an extra Begit, and therefore it's going to be awesome because you can't add on to them Begodim. We talked a lot about yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amru Yitur Begodim El Bemalkam Begodim. No. You can't add on begot in a place where you put a begot, but there's no place for putting a begot on your fingers. Avash shalob and welcome begot, and it's not a place where you're normally wearing the big day kahuna. In that case, lo havi yitur, then it's not going to be a problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Lekli Mikdash in Perek Yud says, "Krach al basara begot shalob and welcome begot." If you were to wrap something on your skin, but not in the place where it's normally worn, kigon, for example, shekrach al etzbao al akevo, your finger or your heel, right? That the so then it means makes a difference. Im hayibo shalosh etzbos or shalosh etzbos, it's 3x3. Have ze chotitz apostles. We're going to talk about a chotitz in today's daf. Pachus mikam, it's less than that. Ein a chotitz, it's not going to be a chotitz if it's less than 3x3. The im hayat tziltzul katan, but if it's a small little belt, this sash. Since that's considered itself, even though it's lacking the. Even though it's lacking the actual measurements, right? It's still going to be a beg by itself. There is a cheshivas. We'll talk more in a minute about a rashbo. There is a cheshivas to this, even if it's not a necessarily a beg by itself that has the requirements, I should say, for being. Maybe we'll do the rashbo now. No, because I'll do actually when it comes to conclusion, right? So it says typically mishum chatzitza. Okay, so then what's it called? Maybe it should be osur because it's actually a chetitza, because it's going to be blocking between the thing that he's holding onto, the klisharis. So Mara says, no, this small, it must be that his hand, the cut was on his left hand, and we learned in the Mishnah that you don't do the avoda with your left hand, right? Inami, another answer is, shalob makom avoid, that he's putting it's on the right hand, but it's not a place where he's holding on to something, I don't know, I guess maybe like the back of his hand or something like that. And then, even if it is in the right hand, that wouldn't be a chetitza. Upligi de Rava. So this idea of Rav Yochanan is against Rava. Why? De Omer Rava, Omer Rav Chizda, b'mokam begodim, afilu nima achas hotzetes. If it's in a place where we wear the big day kahuna, so even one little, nima is one thread, that's a chetitza. Shalob makom begodim, if it's in a place where it's not, sholos shalos chotzetes pachos mikan ein chotzetes. If it's a 3x3, that's the requirement. I mean, again, now in a place where it's not the normal place of wearing it, but if it's less than that, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Sa ad Rabbi Yochanan vadi pligi. So Rava certainly would be arguing with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. But what about, is it a machloikis with Rav Yehuda Chia, who holds that this little like tzilzul, even when it's smaller than it, right? So shiny tzilzul cotton, no, that's different. Even according to Rav, it's because the choshev, it's considered to be a choshev a thing, even if it's less than three. That was the Rambam we saw. And this is the Rashman. There's a Rashman in Shavuos, which has a din that like a kli, even if it's pachos misheva pruta, has a cheshivas. So there's nafkamina for you know, kedushin, certainly. They normally assume that a woman would not be mekadeshes with pachos misheva pruta. But if it's a kli, so then by definition, you know, ups the ante, makes it much more important, and therefore, according to this Rashi, at least, there would be grounds to work with. Okay, Lishnachrina, another version of this. Amri Law said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rav Chia Lo Shana Elegemi, that this was only taught that it's a chatzitza for a. I said it backwards, I'm going to correct myself. That a gemi is okay, that's fine. Aval tziltzel katan chotzitz, but the opposite, yeah, right, that the tziltzel katan, this little belt, that would be the chatzitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amar Chatzitza Bepachas Misholosh Hosholosh El Mokam Begodim. And then, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's only chatzitza if it's less than 3x3 in the place where you're supposed to be wearing the big dekuna. Aval shalo b'makom begadim, if it's a place like where it's not only worn, your hand or your ankle, something like that. Shalosh hashos chotzos, if it's 3x3, it's a chatzitza. Pachos mikan, ein chotzetzes. But if it's less than that, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Behind the derava, omer of chizda. And that's the same psak that Rava said the name of chizda. Okay, so it says, let's work this out. Lema pligi ad Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chia. So now we're going to say that, because it's in Machlok, he holds that anything is a chatzitza, even if it's smaller than sholosh al sholosh. No, shiny tzilzel katan de chashiv. But again, we make a difference because it's significant. It's like a beged, even if it's smaller than that, because it's like, you know, it's something you wear as like a decoration. It's a chashiv a thing. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, my area gemi. So one second, according to Yochanan, why did the Mishnah specifically mention the case of a gemi, right? Lashmeinan tzilzel katan. Why didn't it teach our case of this little sash, right? So milz agav orche kamashmal. I want to teach you an additional chiddush that even though this tzilzel katan is a chashav thing, it's not a chatzitza, right? The chiddush is the gemi masay. That the thing that you learn out from this is that the gemi heals as well. Okay, now the next part of the Gemara is going to talk about different objects. What is considered a chatzitza or not? So, boy Rava, nichnesa lo ruach bevigdo mahu. So, if there was a wind that caused the beged to move up a little bit, we know that one of the miracles that was in the Beis Hamikdash that the wind never caused the fire to move. But it doesn't say anything about the clothing. So if there was a wind there and it caused the Kohen's thing to move now, is that wind, interesting, it's not something tangible, but would that be a chatzitza or not? Samah, what's the din? So al basor ba'inan, v'haleka, because really the big dick would have to be on his skin, touching it, right? And it's not now because the wind lifted up. Oh, Dylan, maybe no. Derech levisha bekach. That's just, it's not a problem because that's the normal way that you wear the clothes, right? There's a Rambam over here as well. This is the previous halacha, right? Still in Perek Yud, halacha Zion, says the Rambam, Vitzorich li zochir b'shashloi v'shloi he'avak bein bigdo l'vitzoros. You can't have any dirt in there, dust, right? Lokina, louse, right? These are the things we're going to do coming up right now. Afa pi shehu b'chaim, even though it's alive, right? We'll see the ones talking about moving around. V'shelo tikanis aruch b'shasa avoida bein b'sar Levigdo, and there shouldn't be any ruach, any wind going in between. Ad shiyas rachik habegid me'ol, that it would cause the begid to be lifted off the skin. V'lo yachnis yado tachas chaluko lechik. Right, not to put your hand in between, like inside your shirt. V'lo yetze sa'arum min habegid, not to have your hair coming out. V'lo yeheb beged nima midudelis, not to have a little like a string hanging out. But nevertheless, it is going to still be cautious as the Rambam, right? So now we'll see. That was like the Rambam summarized for us all these questions in the Gemara. Here we go. Kina, mahu shetochots, what's the din with a louse that's found under the Big Day Kahuna? Is that going to be a chetzitza between the baggage and the skin, and therefore it would be make it possible? Mesa lotibaylachs. The question's not even, we're talking about a dead one. Devade chaitza, certainly that's a chetzitza. Chayamai, the question's really about if it's a live one that moves around. Sami Amrina and cave into Osla the Oslo, since it that's what it does, it moves. Right? Revisuhi Vilochaitza, so it's like a little growth and it's not necessarily considered a chetzitza. Odelma, maybe no. Cave and decopied Allah, since you're machpid on this, you don't want it to be there, you object to this, therefore chaitza would be a chetzitza. Now when we talk about chetzitza, it comes up in many areas. Perhaps, you know, most famously within Hilchas Nida. So on a deraisa level, so a chetzitza would be something that is rov, right? Covers the majority of the body and they're machpid. On a derabon level, it'd be either or. Either it's rov, even if you're not machpid on it, or you're machpid on something, but it's not rov. And then, what's it called? Lemaisa, if it's a mit, and you're machpid on level, how do you know if you're machpid? How do you know if you're machpid? So Rav Willig says, would you go to a wedding dressed like that? You know, would you go to a fancy affair dressed like that? So, you know, somebody have like a you know, an eyelash or something that's in the person's eyeball or something. So you wouldn't walk out to a fancy wedding like that. You might go to the supermarket like that, but you would feel uncomfortable in a dressed up thing. So that would be a miyut. That would be machpid on it as well. Okay, continues down these whole discussions of what's a chatzitza? Offer mahu sheyachotz. What's the dirt, right, found underneath the begadim? Offer vadechaitza. Certainly, that's going to be a chatzitza. It's a dirt. It's a foreign particle, right? Of course, it's a chatzitza. So El Gemara says, no. We're talking the questions like this. Avak offer mahu the dust of the dirt, right? It's barely like even visible, like something like that. That's the question. So beis hashechi mahu sheyachotz. What's the dim of the gap in the your armpit? Al besor be'inon, right? It has to be on your skin, v'haleika, because it doesn't, by definition, it's not skin tight, so there is a gap there. Odil maderech levi'isha b'kach. No, maybe it just says that it would still be fine, because that's the normal way of wearing clothes. From here you see a raya that there was a gap in between them. Hichnis yad letocheko. If you put your hand into it and then you touch it, your chest, mahu gufa mi chayitza lo. Can your hand be a chetitza or not? Now we know the din is like this. Let's say a person. There's a large discussion at the one meikra hadin. A person has to have their head covered. But let's say a person wants to cover their own hand. They use their hand, I'm sorry, to cover themselves. So this is the halacha that you can't cover yourself. Somebody else could stick their hand on your head, and that could serve as a yarmulke. But you can't cover yourself. Where are we up to? Nima is a thread. Sama shetachot, is that also a chetitza? Sanima vade chaitza, certainly it's going to be. It's a thread, right? No, so questions like this. We're really talking about el. It's a nima meduldeles mahu. It's hanging off the clothing. It's going to fall off. So how do we view this? Do we look in the one hand? It could be something that's already now fallen off. It's detached, and therefore it is a chetitza. Or no, lemaisa, it's still attached. So therefore we look at it shehusham. Boy, mar. Barav Ashi, he asked the kasha. Yotze sa'ara bevigdo mahu. What's the din if the hair you had like passed your head and went down onto the skin? So sa'ara kigufa dami, is that like your regular part of your body? In which case, it's not a chetitza, right? Olav kigufa dami, it's not considered like your guf. Boy Rav Zera, tefillin mahu shiachotzu. Is tefillin going to be a chetitza? The question doesn't get off the ground for someone who says, you know, we don't wear tefillin at night. Cave in the laila chaitze, right? Because since during the nighttime it's be a chetitza, it's also be a chetitza during the day. Yom nami chaitze, right? Kiti boilach, what is the question really being asked? Leman da omer laila zman tefillin. Who holds you could wear tefillin at night? My, what's the din over there? So mitzvah de gufe chaitz, is it a mitzvah that is through your body? Olo chaitz, or it's not going to be a chetitza. So they asked around. Galgal milsa umat lekayim de Rav Ami. So literally, it rolled around this matter. It was discussed, and eventually came to Rabbi Ami, and he had an answer. Amalei Talmud Oruchu Biyadeinu. We have a tradition in our hands, Tefillin Chotzitzos, that Tefillin, in fact, are a chatzitza for the big day, big Adam, and it would be a makim. So Meisve, one second. Anyone has a kasha on this? How can you tell me that it's a chatzitza? Kohanim b'avodasam, the Kohanim do their avodah. Levim b'duchan, Levim are there on the duchan, they're singing, right, the meshorim. Yisrael ma'amodim. Now the ma'amodos, right, the Gemara talks about in Titus, how they would take off from work, and they would daven, and they would fast, okay? So on all these cases, the Kohanim, the Levim, and the Yisraelim, Peturim min hatzefila, min hatzefilin. You see here that they're potter from that, right? So my love in hinichon, which is in fact that they whip on the einen chotzos. So you see from here that it's potter that they did. It's not going to be a chatzitza because the word potter was implying that. Lo, somewhere, one second, not so fast. You can't be make a dayik from here, the diuk from here that the kohanim could. In hinichon chotzos, if they would put them on, then it would be a chatzitza. Says, that's the pshat, yihachi p'turim? So why the Brice use the word potter, right? Asur mi boile, should have said it's also for them to do it. They came to ik levim v'yisraelim, no, because by the Kohanim, you're right. The Kohanim, but there's, the Brice put all three together. All Jews together, Kohanim, levim, yisraelim, right? Since it's talking about them as well, to lo misni le osers. Therefore, you couldn't have said osir for them, because for a Levi and Yisrael, it's mutter, right? So therefore, meshum hachi tona p'turin. That's why I use the word potter. That the word potter applies to everybody. Osir doesn't apply to everybody, but potter does. So that's why the Mishnah, the Brisa said it over that way. Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, im hinichan ein chotzos. If you did. Talking about a Kohen who does put them on, it's not going to be a chatzitza. So lo kasha. No, it's not a problem. Ho, the first one that says that it is a chatzitza, that's diyad, right? That's a chatzitza. But ho, the other price which says that it's not going to be a chatzitza, that's talking derosh, that they went. And the din is, the Rambam brings this down. Let's see if I can find this. The Mikdash. Yeah. It's all right here. It's still in Perek Yud. Halacha vav nemar big day kahuna abasar levesham milamed shelo yehi dover chotitz bein besara lebegodim, right, not to have a chetiza afilu nema nima achas or offer or kina mesa im haise bein basar lebeged hareze chetiza bavorsa psula lefikach. Therefore, it's because these things are chetiza, ein hakohen yochel lavoid b'tefillin shel yad. The kohen cannot do the avoda while wearing his tefillin shel yad. Shaharei chotzetes, because it's a separation. Aval shel rosh ein chotzetes, but it's the head tefillin is not. V'imrotz lehanicham b'shas avoda maniach, and if you would like to wear them, right? What's it called? He could. Okay, so we have a whole discussion that he could if he wanted to. This is the discussion that Kesef Mishnah speaks out over here, that this might be connected to the idea of Osif mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. What if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem? Okay, not for now, but that there's a famous discussion that definitely applies over here as well. So Mor asks, one second, you just told me that the Yad is not allowed, but the Rosh is. Maishna the Yad, what's the Chilik? Techsiv Yilbash al Basaro, Shelo Yehei Dov Rechotitz Beino Levesaro. So one second. However, that's the reason. Derosh namiksiv. It says by your tefillin shorosh, v'samta hamitznefes al rosho. You have to put the mitznefes on his head. So there can't be a chatzitz over there. So therefore, why are tefillin allowed? No, tana sa'aro hayenire bein tzitz lemitznefes. No, there was the hair of the Kohen Gadol was visible between the tzitz and the mitznefes, right? So the tzitz was a little bit below, and then the mitznefes was a little bit above, right? Shesham manichin tefillin, and in that place, that's where they were. So you see from here that the tefillin shorosh was not a chetitza because it was, there was a space already for it, and that's exactly where it was put. Okay, whoops. Now, what's the next part of it? Amud Beis is going to discuss what's the din about a Kohen who didn't wash. Says the Gemara, Mechusar Kippur Minolan. How do you know that if they haven't yet brought their korban, it's no good? It's Minolan. Amr Rav Huna, Amr Kral, the puzzle says, V'chipar Aleha Kohen V'tahera. Right, this is talking about the woman who had just given birth, right? And the Kohen's going to be mechaper for her. Tehera michlal shehi tamea. So you see, the woman is partially tamei until her korban is brought, right? So it comes out that anybody you see from anyone who hasn't yet brought his Mechus Kippurim is a little bit Tomei, and therefore that would be possible for them to do the Avodah. Vishalo Rochu, it's Yadayim Viraglayim. Okay, they didn't do the Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. Osya Chuka Chuka mi Mechusur Begodim. So he learns out a Gzeir Shava from the one who's lacking the number of the right numbers of Big Dekahun, it's no good. Tan Rabbanon, talking about Kohen Gadol Shlotovo v'Shlokidish Bein Beged LeBeged Bein Avod LaVoda for Avod Avod also Kshera. So if he didn't wash his hands, right, or if he didn't do this between changing out from the Big Day Love and the Big Day Zohav, and he does the Avod, nevertheless, it's Kshera. Ech a Kohen Gadol v'Ech a Kohen Hedya Shlokidish Yada v'Raglav Shachris for Avod. But both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedya who didn't do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, Avod also Psula. So that's no good. Amalei Rav Asi L'Rav Yochanan Michdi Chamesh Tevilos V'Asar Kiddushin Doraisa. So the fact that he has to do five Tevilos, right? And he has to, what's it called? Wash his hands between each one. That's deraisa. V'chukasiv behu li'akvo. Like vo, it should be ma'akev, right? So it should be possible for him. So amalei amakrad says ulevation. No, as says after it's talking about that the kohen has to wear the begadim on Yom Kippur. It says the verb ulevation, put them on. So that's extra, right? No, levisha ma'akev. As it tells me that the wearing them, that's what's ma'akev. Vein davar achim ma'akev. Only that aspect of it, but nothing else. So therefore, you see that if he didn't do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that's not going to be ma'akev. So tzahavu ponav, Rav Ashi's face lit up when he heard this, right? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yochanan said back to him, vav afutso ksivalach. I wrote for you a vav on a piece of wood, on a log, right? What does that mean? So one pshat is that you can't notice anything. Like if you write the letter vav on a wood, there's so many cracks and lines in already, it doesn't show up. It doesn't do anything. It has so many grooves, right? So it shows also like my answer was ineffective. Or another pshat is that the cracks look like a vav on the log of wood, but they're really not letters. So too, what I gave you really is not an answer, right? So he says I didn't do anything over here, right? See ihochi. Right, because if that's true, that only the wearing of the begodim what's ma'akev, and then the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is not safranami. Right, it shouldn't apostle the morning one. We just said it was. Right, the apostle said feirish. The Bryce said that it's no good. So amr chizki amr kra v'haisalehem chok olam lo ulizar ledorosam. So we learn now it says it's going to be a chok for him and for his children, all the kohanim in the future. Dover ha-ma'akiv bizarro, anything that would be ma'akiv for his children, the future kohanim, ma'akiv bo, would be ma'akiv on the Kohen Gadol as well. Dover she'ein ma'akiv bizarro, but nothing, something that's not going to be ma'akiv his future generations, ein ma'akiv bo. So therefore, it comes out according to this, it's not ma'akiv, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim between each changing of the clothes, so that's not a regular kohen doesn't have to do that on his daily avoda. So too, it's not going to be ma'akiv, he should do it, but it's not ma'akiv, the Kohen Gadol didn't do it on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan says we learned that from a different place. V'rachatu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron uvonav. So they're going to wash from it. And look who's mentioned. Moshe, one. Aaron, two. Uvonav and his sons. Dovr ha-ma'akiv bivonav. Anything's going to be ma'akiv with his kids. Ma'akiv bo. It's going to be for him himself. Right? Dovr she'en ma'akiv bivonav. A ma'akiv bo. And it's not going to be ma'akiv on his kids. It's not going to be a problem for him as well. Rabbi Yochanan. My time lo amar midechizkia. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, I read it wrong. I read it wrong first time. Also, I apologize. Rabbi Yonasan, my time lo amar midechizkia. Right? Why didn't you look at it? So amar lo achasei who the doris who the chesiv. That pasuk is telling me a halacha for the future generations, but it's not coming to make any sort of comparison between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot. I've idach and chizkia. Why did you learn like Rabbi Yonasan? My time, lo amar mehai. So mi boy le chidur Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, because he learns the fact that these four sons were mentioned in the pasuk. That it's what's it called? It's to teach a different halacha Da'om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kiyur She'en Bo Kedei L'Kadesh Arba Kohanim Imenu, Ein Mekadshin Bo. You have to have enough water in it to do the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim for four Kohanim. Shne'mar V'rachatu Imenu Moshe V'Aron Uvonav. Right? So that's four. Bonav is Rabim, right? Mi Rabim Shnayim. So it's Moshe's one, Aron is two, and then the two sons are four. So he learns out a different halacha from that. Good, let's go a little bit to the last part. How a Kohen is supposed to be standing. So Tanan Rabbanan, we learn like this. Ketzad mitzvahs kiddush. How do you actually do this? Maniach yado hayamonis agabi ragla hayamonis. So you put your right hand on top of your right foot. V'yado hasmolis agabi raglo smolis. You put your left hand on top of your left foot. Umekadish, and then you have the water flowing from the kiur. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer maniach shtei yadav zo agav zo v'algabi shtei raglav zo agav zo. Right, umekadish. No, you put both hands on top of the other, both the hands on top of the feet. You do it, all four are on top of each other, and then you have the water. So amalo hiflagta, where you went too far. That's too much. It's impossible to do that. It's impossible to be standing. You're gonna fall over. You're gonna tip. You're not gonna get such a good balance. And you're not allowed to sit. Only a melech from Beis Dov is allowed to sit in the Azor. So Shaper Karmale, yeah, it seems impossible to doing that without tipping over. So Amr of Yosef, no, vechaveru mesayo. He has a chaver. He has a friend. Helping him out. There's a beautiful Musar vort in that. You know, one of the reasons it's a machloikis, but one of the reasons why we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning is because we're like Kohanim doing our avoda. We're serving Hashem in this world. It's like the Kohanim serving the base of Migdash. We're serving Hashem, so we wash Netilas Yadayim. So you see, you need a chevra, you need support, you need help from your friends in the beginning of the day. You have to have that and keep that in mind. Okay, right? So no, might be nice. What's the nafkamina between these two? Either the way that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said it, right, or the Chachamim. So, Amar Rabbi, Amida min Hatzad Ika Benayhu. The question is, if you're being held up by somebody else, is that really called standing? According to the Chachamim, that's not. And therefore, you would not be allowed to do it in such position. Sometimes people don't realize, you know, there are halachas that you need to be standing for. L'mashal Kriya Satara. Sometimes a person gets an aliyah and they're leaning on the bima. If you're leaning so far on the bima that they pulled it away, you'd fall. Then that's no good. That's a smicha. That's not called standing. Same thing by a shtender. Sometimes you see a person, they have a tall shtender and they're mamish leaning on it. So again, how much is the shtender supporting them? If you would pull away the shtender and the person would fall, right? Then that's not standing. That's not what the requirement is. So a person has to be careful. Lightly leaning on it would be okay, but not to the extent that if it would be taken away, that's the litmus test. If you would pull the object away and you would fall, so then you cannot do it. Okay, so where are we up to? Omer le Rav Sami Breda Rav Ashi Leravina Vilesev Mesev Lekadish. Why don't we just have him sit? You know, you could still do all four in one, your two hands in your legs, and do everything together. You'll just sit when you do it. Why can't we do that? So he says off, no. I lost my spot. I'm sorry, let me go back. Omer Rava Sama Braid Ravashi Lervin Lasiv Mesil Milchadish Omer Kra Lisharis. No, because the Pasuk says you have to serve, to minister, right? Vesherus Mu'umadhu, and you have to do standing. So you see that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is part of the avoided, it's part of the Sherus, and therefore it must be done while standing. Therefore it would be no good to sit and have all the water come over all four arms and legs at one time. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we will stop here for the day. Have a great day.